Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Hard to imagine having anyone more lovely to rescue you than Faye Corelli. She said she traveled out in the boot of Roger Derville's car when we were commandeered by some mysterious and unsavory company. Well, there was more to be explained yet. Meanwhile, we were back on the highway, speeding along to no place in particular. I was feeling pretty happy to be free, but something was disturbing Roger, something that Faye had said. She seemed to be enjoying his discomfort as she nestled between us on the front seat of the car.
Mademoiselle Corelli, were you really serious about what you said a few moments ago?
What was that, Monsieur Roger?
Surely you remember.
Oh, things are in my ear and out my mouth before I remember them.
You said that you overheard something that led you to believe that I might be responsible for tonight's trouble. You heard that, Carson?
So, old chap.
You can scarcely deny that, dear lady.
Well, I remember now, perhaps.
Then tell me, where, for instance, did you overhear this?
At El Rocco, where I dance.
And from whom?
Oh, some of the loud dressers.
And you actually overheard them saying that
Please, monsieur, you raise your voice.
Haven't I a right to do that?
I thought the Englishman never lost his temper or his cool calm.
You seem to forget that I am half French. Deauville.
Oh, oui, oui. It was because of a French name that my ears took so much notice. Oh, but before your ears catch on fire altogether, all I heard was them mentioning your name.
Well, that's different. Much different.
But why would they mention your name at all?
Well, you said that these fellows were plotting trouble for Carson, didn't you?
Excuse, old chap, but you're plotting trouble for all of us.
Hmm? Oh, the corner! Phew, my apologies.
Oh, that was close.
And what you were saying was close to slander, mademoiselle.
Oh, you think so?
Quite. These fellows mentioned my name. Obviously, because they knew I was with Carson. We've been talking over old times. Went to school together, you know.
To the same school? Oh, then you will be able to tell me all sorts of things about Monsieur Brun.
Well, he was as crazy as ever back in those days. But, Carson, don't you think that more or less explains it all?
Huh? Oh, sorry, old chap, watching the road. Explains what?
About how my name came to be mentioned.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah, quite.
That's much better. I can relax.
I'll relax when you watch the road a little more carefully. Another coming up.
Choose, yes. Anyway, it's about time we decided where we were going.
Why, to your place as planned, old chap.
But, after what's happened...
Oh, why let a passing interlude like that spoil night? Besides, didn't you have some people coming over?
Well, of course.
And they'll be wondering where we are.
Well, late arrivals. I doubt whether they'll be there yet. But, what about mademoiselle?
Oh, I am all right.
Don't you have engagements downtown?
Jules, yes, Faye. I was thinking you had night off or something.
I have. I take the night off whenever I feel like it.
What about the customers?
I am what you call fed up with their staring eyes. Is there a party on?
Of a sort.
Well, just a few friends.
That will be wonderful. Oh, step on the exhaust, Monsieur Roger.
Exhaust?
Oh, well, whatever it is that makes the car go faster.
Oh, well, here goes the exhaust.
Oh, I love a party. But you must be prepared, Monsieur Bruce.
How so?
It always makes me want to dance. A special dance.
In spite of all the party spirit, I still had it on my mind that back in the city, the faithful Angelo, Sir Giles Davenport's servant, was trying to find some use or meaning for a word vital in my search. Mama Rosa. Meanwhile, we reached Derville's out-of-town house. High up, terraces. Dim light. It was some time before the guests arrived. There was one that Roger said he wanted me to meet.
Monsieur Bruce, is it a woman he wishes you to meet?
Expect so.
Name's Hetty.
Silly name.
Now, Faye, I thought you liked parties.
I adore them. But I loathe competition, especially when you are around.
When you are around, my dear, I've eyes for no one else. No such thing as competition.
You are forgetting I was in the boot of that car.
Who'd know it?
You look divine. Ravishing.
I still want to know how old she is.
Who?
This Hetty, of course.
Oh, no idea.
Then why is he so very anxious that you should meet her?
Said we'd have interests in common.
I do not like that.
Faye, we're together.
But there are people in the other corner of the room. It is so uninteresting.
Then make it interesting for you. How?
If you were to put your arm around me, Monsieur Bruce.
Why not?
Oh, Monsieur Bruce, what is it?
Nothing much. Seems bandage slipped.
Of course, your wounded arm. From what I did when I started to make fun with that dangerous pipe of yours. How terrible of me to forget. How is it now?
Doing fine. Healing fast.
I promise myself I will never make fun with your pipes again. But, Monsieur Bruce...
What's all this about?
To Monsieur Roger, you will not reveal how the explosive came to be in your pocket. You know, the explosive that enabled you to escape from that ugly little watch house.
Should. Tight corner, that.
But I know.
Think so?
Oui, of course. It was concealed in one of your pipes.
Vixen. Seems I can't have any secrets from you.
I want to know everything about you.
No, not everything, let's hope. Well, howsoever, seems our private party is being broken up.
Broken up?
Host's looking for us.
Where is he, Roger?
Just as I thought.
Oh, there's the lad. This way, Hetty.
Not so young, but quite attractive.
So, quite a slasher.
Tough.
Holding yourself aloof from the rest of the company, Carson?
Oh, Monsieur Bruce seems quite happy.
How could he be otherwise in such delightful company? But I'd like you to meet Hetty Fitzhenry, Mademoiselle Caredley.
Oh, but we've met.
Not to my knowledge.
I've seen you dance. And I reckon anyone who's done that knows you intimately. I was down in that dungeon you call El Rocco. Oh, don't get me wrong. I liked it swell. But I guess this is Bruce Carson.
So?
Oh, no.
Didn't I tell you?
Tell what? Mind letting fella in?
Listen to him. Staccato Carson. Roger told me how you collected the nickname at school for the way you talked. Bet me a dollar to a cruzeiro that you talked that way first up. And you did.
Habit I find hard to shake off.
Oh, I think it's rather fascinating when you've gotten into the way of listening to it.
Most fascinating, allow me to assure you.
Carson, here's the reason why I think you and Hetty might like to get together. You seem to have more or less kindred hobbies.
That a fact?
Sure. I was just crazy when I heard about you. But you'll never guess.
You collect ancient weapons, perhaps, as Monsieur Carson does?
Oh, no, honey. I keep my hands off anything that's ancient. Mr. Carson watches birds, so I'm told.
Do, indeed.
Well, I dabble around a bit painting them.
Bird painter?
Up to a point, I guess.
Well, take no notice of that, Carson. She's already got quite a reputation back in the States. You'll have a lot to talk about. Mademoiselle, I'd like to show you my aquarium.
What is that?
My fish.
I am not a fish watcher.
Oh, it's a very soothing hobby, let me tell you. But it should have a special fascination for you as a dancer. Some of them practically dance sometimes.
They do?
You see for yourself. Let's go.
Well, all right. But I will be back, Monsieur Bruce.
Most reluctantly, Faye went off to see Deauville's fish. And I was left with this vital, red-headed American girl. She knew her birds, all right. And since it was part of my disguise, I'd made it my business to know mine. She was proving stimulating company. And Faye must have noticed this because she decided to switch the spotlight back on herself.
Say, what's everyone standing back for over there?
Yeah. Seems to be something coming out through the doorway.
But why the music? And they're clapping.
I have a notion why.
Oh, look, your friend. She's dancing.
As I thought, Miss Fitzhenry.
Call me Hetty. I really want to get along with you. But say, that's some dance. Does she do this often?
Says it's party habit.
Boy, she ought to be snowed under with invitations. I'm a woman, Bruce, but I got to admit this. She's got lovely legs.
Divine.
No wonder you haven't got around to bird watching since you've been down here.
Excuse me, Buckingham.
Oh, Roger. Say, what did you do to that girl?
Well, I've some fancy fish in my aquarium, but nothing to inspire a dance like that. However, the reason why I'm here. Carson, there's a call for you.
Call?
Phone call.
Here?
Naturally.
Yeah. Fact, eh?
It seems you're not in the habit of receiving them.
Uh-oh, just unexpected, that's all.
They said it was the company.
Oh, yes. Told them I'd be here when I rang, before we left the city, you know.
Well, I don't like to drag you away before our dance reaches its climax.
I'll take it at once. Where? Out in the hall?
Yes, if you don't mind, I won't come with you. This dance seems to be working up to something. I don't want to miss it.
Not at all, old chap. Carson.
Oh, I'm sorry to disturb you, Mr. Carson, but you did leave Mr. Roger Deauville's name. This is the office, of course.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Well, that field agent of ours has just come back.
Yes?
And,
yes.
And he's turned up something extremely important on that urgent mission you had him on. You follow, Mr. Carson?
The Mama Rosa mission?
Exactly. But it's all extremely disturbing.
Yeah? How so?
Well, with all due respect, Mr. Carson, I do think this is a matter that is best discussed in the office.
Agreed. I don't know how at the moment, but I'll get there just as soon as I can. What was it about Mama Rosa that had Sir Giles and Angelo so disturbed? Inside, Fay Corelli had the party applauding madly and shouting for more. But it was back to Rio and the cold reality of Operation Death Ray.